Welcome to the Full of Tracy Money Audio Commentary. This is Owen Tracy recording at 1:10, and that is Pacific Summer Time, and today is Wednesday, September 7th. And it was a big day today for a number of commodities, but not the precious metals. And part of the reason for that is because the dollar was a little bit firmer, and particularly against the pound. And perhaps it's better to talk about the pound being weak rather than the dollar strong, because Mark Carney was testifying today was relatively sanguine and said that the UK economy was a bit healthier, but at the same time they are engaged in quantitative easing and they are totally committed to expanding any of those programs if the need arises. So that weighed on the pound, and it was up at an area of previous resistance, which is just below the 135 area. And I don't think there's anybody at the Bank of England wants to see the pound stronger than 135, at least for the moment. It is, of course, rather encouraging that the UK economy is doing a bit better than had been anticipated following the decision to exit the EU. But the fact that you have a somewhat weaker pound and a slightly weaker euro at the close has been a tailwind for the majority of European equity markets. So the FTSE 100 was up 0.33%, but both the Spanish and Italian indices were stronger today, in excess of 1%. If we just flip back to the commodity sector, the precious metals were all down on the day, but not in a dynamic fashion. Silver, having been up almost 80 cents yesterday, was down 27. Palladium down about 9, gold down 4, and platinum down 9. So we're getting a little bit of backing and filling in these prices, but it's not a dynamic, and it really does it probably could be described more as a healthy signal that you're getting some two-way action, but it is still a demand-dominated environment overall, and they have experienced really an impressive bounce from and particularly both platinum and silver from the region of their respective 200-day moving averages, and I think we can continue to give the benefit of the doubt to the upside. And in the animal products sector, I've opened longs in feeder cattle, live cattle, and lean hogs because they're all deeply oversold. And the continuous commodity index today bounced from the region of the 200-day moving average. And that's really quite encouraging. When we look at that on a medium-term basis, then the index had trended lower for nearly 5 years, halving in that process from the 2011 peak, and experienced a really impressive short covering rally off the January low, and has been engaged in a process of mean reversion for the last couple of months. It's been falling slower than it rose, and that's really quite healthy. And now this bounce gives us an indication that you're getting at least near-term support in the region of the MA. And if we can do a bit better than that and break the short-term progression of lower valley highs, that would confirm more than near-term low for the market. And it continues to look like a medium-term demand-dominated environment. So that was part of the reason that I went for the animal products, for the simple reason that they're so deeply oversold, and even in a bear market scenario they're due a bounce. So we'll see how that works out. Then when we look at the wider commodity sector, the tin market is a bit of a standout, for the simple reason that it has rallied so impressively up to that 20,000 level that it is due some consolidation. Nickel is at the 10,000 level, so it's another big psychological level, and we may get a little bit of consolidation in that area as well. But by and large, what we can conclude from the price action, such as it is that we're probably not going to get anything other than a short-term consolidation, and that there is a medium-term demand-dominated environment overall. If indeed we do have a demand-dominated environment for commodities, then generally speaking, that should be pretty good news for emerging markets. And that is particularly the case for Latin America, where the MSCI Latin America has a strikingly similar pattern to the continuous commodity index. The Brazilian market today was up about 1%, and the Mexican market was down about 0.5%. And there's still political ripples from Donald Trump's visit to Mexico last week that are filtering through that particular market. But when we look at the ASEAN region and stripping out, you know, China, which has a distorting effect on a lot of the emerging market indices, so I prefer to look at the ASEAN index as a better measure of just what economic activity is like for the rest of the continent, then what we're presented with is perhaps we could describe it as a volatile base formation, but it broke out last month and continues to look like it is going higher. And of course, we have such low interest rates all over the world. We have negative rates in a substantial proportion of sovereign bonds. And some people have described investors as yield hungry, but investors are starved for yield in this environment. So when you have commodity prices rallying, that may well have acted as a catalyst for investors to look beyond their domestic borders, to look back at the emerging markets as a potential area where they could invest and capture capital appreciation, currency market appreciation, and yield. So then there is obviously arguments in on Wall Street and in Europe about whether valuations are a bit high because earnings haven't been improving at the same rate. And there are some of the same arguments that can be made about the emerging markets. Obviously, commodity prices rallying helped to change that dynamic for a number of the emerging markets. But overall, the fact that we have negative interest rates has a sharply distorting effect on valuations. There is just an old saw that everything is priced off the 10-year. And the 10-year yield is hovering there just above 1.5%. The historical average is closer to 4.5%. And there is potential for additional downward pressure in yields if bond markets continue to price out the potential for a Fed rate hike. If you do have such very low yields, and of course much of Europe is in negative territory, then the valuation that can be tolerated is that bit higher. And that is part of the reason that we're getting investors who starve for yield moving into what would in other circumstances